Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
A lot of people try to escape the cold at this time of year, but again, in the spirit of reframing the winter, we're going to talk about where you can travel for the full winter experience. Galway businesswoman and travel enthusiast Lisa Regan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Good to talk to you again. So, Lisa, there is something about European cities that makes them quite attractive in winter. There's a certain charm there, isn't there?
Definitely. I think as I live on the west coast of Ireland, anything about the winter just says to me rain. So anywhere I can go and it's not raining, I'm like, that is the winter experience I want to have. So as long as it's dry, I think we all have a better time.
Yeah. And they're kind of better at the winter maybe as well, are they?
Yeah, they don't seem to get as surprised by it as we do, that it's cold and it's wet. We're like, oh, I can't believe I have to wear a coat, or that it's raining again. And we get this lovely sideways rain here in Galway that literally you just don't even know what to expect when you go out. But when you go to the European cities in the wintertime, they're just so nice. It's like they're prepared for it. It's cold, but it's not damp. And I think that's the big difference for us as Irish people when we go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, before we get to, you've picked three cities for us. Before we get to that, you have a few tips. You're saying don't splash out on a hotel. You're saying a hostel. Really?
Yeah, but like a hostel-hotel hybrid. So there's these lovely kind of, I'm not talking about you going into a dorm there with 45 other people and being like, how are you
Australian
now?
People in a room, yes.
And you're like, no, and trust me, as the lightest sleeper to ever exist on this planet, me, I don't do that kind of heavy breathing or noising or sharing. So just when you're going on a city break, you're probably going for 2 days, maybe three max. So your accommodation is not important because you want to drop your bag, get out and experience where you're going. So like, you know, people are like, oh, I just loved the foyer. It was amazing in the hotel. I was like, I didn't even see it. Get out and meet people and get around the city. So for me, I would put more money into my eating experience or doing a tour than I would into staying in a high-end accommodation. But especially when I was in Copenhagen, they have these incredible city hotel-hostel hybrids. They're in the centre of the city and they are incredible value, really, really nice and just really good to move out from there. And if you did want to meet people, you could also do that in the foyer.
Okay. In terms of tours then, I always used to think take the open top bus tour when you get to a place and you get the measure of it. A lot of people like walking tours now to get to know a place. Are they still an option in the winter?
Big time an option. Again, the Europeans just get it. They're like, wear a rain jacket and dress for the weather. Walking tours are actually still really busy here in Ireland all throughout the winter as well too, which is great. Really busy here in Galway. We've seen such a marked increase in it. It's unbelievable. And it's an incredible way to get to know a city because you're meeting someone that lives there and that knows what's going on, where to eat, where to drink. And even if you're interested in music or culture, they'll tell you the best places to go. And there's nothing like the human connection with someone that's from a place when you get there. But I am a big fan of the open top bus as well too, if you're not in the mood for getting the steps in. But the walking tour would be my number one tip when you go to a city.
Okay, so you have a top three cities for us to check out. We'd start with Copenhagen. I imagine Copenhagen is lovely and tasteful and calm and everything, is it?
It's so chic. Everyone is just wearing navy and cashmere and long jackets and boots, and they all just look stunning. Yeah. So as I said, don't wear colour when you go to Copenhagen or else they'll know you're not from there.
Okay.
It is such a gorgeous city and they do everything well. They are on those bikes 365. They are outdoors. Their kids start going to school and they're just in those boiler suits out playing in the snow, so they know how to embrace the winter. It is a beautiful city in the summer, but in the winter it is gorgeous. One of the key parts of Copenhagen that's so lovely is the Tivoli Gardens, which is in the centre of the city. Every season that transforms into something else. And at Christmas time, it is absolutely magical. They have beautiful like food stalls, they have amusements and rides, and it's just a beautiful place to just walk around and immerse yourself kind of in the festive spirit without being too commercial.
Is Copenhagen very dear?
It's the same as Ireland now.
It used to be very dear.
It used to be very dear. And then I was like, oh, this is the very, very same. It is the same. We're on par now. So it was a very expensive place to go. And now they're with us. It's like €25 for a cup of coffee.
And nice food and nice cafes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Copenhagen is incredible for food. Great diversity of food there. And they really have the pastry and the bread and the coffee down pat. They are leading the way out on that. They were kind of the kings and queens of the sourdough mania. And then we all just followed suit.
Okay, Amsterdam next. People can think of Amsterdam as a party place.
Yeah, definitely not. I went and stayed on the west side of the city and it was incredible, really neighborhood focused. It's just gorgeous. I went into the city once and went to the red light district and stayed probably about 3 minutes, not for me. Amsterdam is beautiful. Again, great bike culture, the canals, and a really, really nice, easy pace of life as well too. And they have a very friendly, it's very family centric as well too. And because it's so accessible, it's so easy to get around. They also have lovely markets in all the neighborhoods on Saturdays that you can go to. And that's always really nice, both food and little kind of clothing and vintage thrifting. Very good in Amsterdam.
Okay. And what about tourist attractions? What are the things to do?
I went to the Anne Frank Museum and it was incredible. They limit each tour to 25 people per hour. So it's really, really, it's really intense, but in a good way. You get the whole history of what happened and you go into the house. And it was just something that I was like, I wanted to do this. And it was really, really good in the sense of the way it was put together. And you weren't rushed and you didn't feel like, you know, you just had to move things on. And it was a really, really kind of obviously a very sobering experience, but something that I think is really worthwhile doing if you do make it to Amsterdam.
Okay, and just briefly then, a lot of these cities have kind of winter themed festivals. Amsterdam has a cool one, you were saying?
Yeah, a really good one. The Amsterdam Light Festival. It's actually in its 12th edition this year. And that's really immersive. It's across the city. There'll be some paid in things. And then there's a lot of it that's free that's just pop up around the city. And you find that there's a lot of people that actually travel there for that. And this year, they're doing it all through AI and tech and how that's going to look like for all of us. So it's really good. And it's on from mid-November until January. So you can just check that out if you're over in that direction.
Okay. Now, slightly more controversially, you're saying winter is a good time to go to Paris?
Yeah, it's so good. It is so much quieter there. Paris is obviously one of the most busiest cities in Europe to travel to, but the queues are less than half. It's also really nice. They have the great cafe culture there as well too. And if you want to get in to the major tourist attractions there, the lines are literally halved in the wintertime. And again, just put on your coat and get ready to go. The weather is nice in Paris as well. Like, it's cold, but it's fresh, as we say here.
Okay, and your big food tip for Paris is stay away from social media.
Stay away from social media. Anything that you're seeing on Instagram or anyone that's just tagged a million times, or people are just, because people are now queuing outside to get their shot with the food outside these cafes and they're just ruining it. I was in Mallorca during the summer and they were saying to people to please don't post our restaurant on your social media because they don't want people coming there for that fact.
Okay. Leaving aside Christmas markets and Tat and all that kind of thing, what other cities, just briefly, are good for kind of low-key, seasonal, wintry kind of vibes?
Yeah, so one, if you can make it there, is Tallinn in Estonia. It is just so beautiful. It's obviously on the Baltic Sea, so you can take that as a guide to dress appropriately. But it's really retained. It's like medieval churches and charm. And a lot of the buildings there are UNESCO protected. So it's seriously beautiful. It's like that picture postcard of that Christmas scene that we all think is real. But this is like stepping back into that cobblestone streets. And it's a beautiful place to go to. Okay. So Tallinn in Estonia, we really want to check out if you can make it.
Okay, where would you not go, travel to in winter?
Oh, for me, it would be London. It's just too busy. It's too commercial, and it's just too shopping focused for me. I just think I would rather maybe go up to Bath or go up to Cambridge or something like that. I would stay away from London and that thing because it's just too much shopping.
Okay, and Lisa, you also want to say to people, if you can't get off to a European city, head to the coast in Ireland, enjoy the scenery and the food and the pints and
yeah,
all
go
that.
For the walk, have a lunch, yeah, and just enjoy the outdoors. And again, we keep saying it, but just I heard Michael earlier on saying, you know, to embrace winter and to embrace the darkness, it's here, and to just get out when you can and enjoy it, you know. Things are always better after a walk.
A little micro break, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
Lisa
exactly.
Regan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brendan.